is just an amazing time. Time's flying by, as they say. Welcome to the Veronica Show. Interestingly enough, I used to always want to have a talk show when I was younger. I used to watch Oprah Winfrey all the time. And I used to say, hey, that's going to be me when I grow up. So this morning, I don't know why, but I had my special friend Maggie on my mind. And I just wanted her to know that she is an amazing person. She lives in Canada. And when I first met Maggie, it was in 2001 or 2, I think. And we were in Utah. And we were getting ready to go on a mission. And I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm an African-American Mormon, as they call us. And I'm a daughter of God. Essentially, that's first, let me rewind that. I am a daughter of God who just so happens to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And Maggie is my friend, and she's a member of the church as well. Maggie is from Cameroon, or at least her family is, her mom and dad. And she has one of the most amazing Canadian accents, and she's so loving and so kind and so genuine. She's not like one of these, how can I call it, pretentious, superficial, fake people. She is 100%. And she just has always been this really nice person. She was my welcome committee crew person when we get to the MCTC, that's the Missionary Training Center. And it was really nice. I'm like, wait a minute, this girl is always like nice to us, or she's always coming in here talking to us, or what are we? She's like, we're welcoming you. I'm here. I'm learning Fijian. I'm going to Fiji. Oh, excuse me? Girl, please. I thought I was really doing something. I'm going to Detroit, Michigan. So she was just really sweet and like interested in what, you know, where we were from and what we were doing and going on a mission and all these things. And she just loved to laugh. I can never forget her beautiful, beautiful smile and her genuine laughter. If there's nothing else about Maggie, if there's no other reason why she's around me, you know, even though tonight I'm talking all sultry and soulful and radio talk show-ish, she loves to laugh. I can talk about anything and she's like, Maggie has the most adorable twins and a wonderful husband, and her mom is really sweet and nice, and I've never met her sister, but I think I met some of her siblings from her father's side of the family, but either way, they're all really sweet. Oh, let's see here. Maggie has ran a marathon. She has enough education to be a diva, superstar, princess, mom, Mormon Tabernacle's choir singer. She's been the Relief Society first counselor, second counselor, young women's counselor, blah, 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 blah. And she's just been my amazing friend and sister. She's just always been so steady in my life. And, you know, today I was just wanting to send out a shout out to Maggie. And she has other superstar fans, like her friend, I don't know her name, but she was her mission companion in the Missionary Training Center. And oddly enough, she got sent home and she got married and has a little girl that we were in Utah to go to General Conference 1 year. And lo and behold, me and Maggie was driving and we drove, I don't know where, we went up to the mountains or something, about an hour away or something. Me and Maggie were doing the most. And we get there and she meets the lady's daughter. And the little girl just hugs Maggie. She's about 3. And she said, this is Maggie. I named her after you. And I'm looking like, who does that? Who does that? Who just names their child after their mission companion? Never seen that before. No one's ever named their child after me. But Maggie was going to name her. If she did have a little girl, if I'm not mistaken, I could be overzealous here or something in my memory, you know, my ego and my narcissistic ways. I think she said she was going to name her baby Veronica, but I could be wrong. I don't know. No, my friend Lisa. Okay. Scratch that, Maggie. But she loves me enough to do that. and I've always known that I was going to have this sister when I left Oklahoma. I knew I was going to meet this friend that was just always going to be there for me, always there. And I thought it was one person, but lo and behold, it was someone else. And I said, Maggie, I think you're that friend. She goes, I love you, Veronica. You're that. You. She's like, I don't even open up to people like that anymore. She even drove all the way down here from Maryland, actually from Canada. And her family was visiting some people up in Maryland, I think. And she and her mom and Maggie, if anyone knows Maggie, she loves to sleep. And she does not like to take any type of caffeine or anything that's going to make her feel tired or energetic or whatever. She just likes to be a natural princess all the way. Like, her hair is natural, her skin is natural. You won't catch Maggie with a whole lot of makeup on. Her clothes are like this comfortable fiber. She's just not one of these complicated persons like me. I'm like all over the place half the time. So if you're still listening, thank you for listening to my Maggie Show podcast today. And I just want Maggie to know that I absolutely love her. And I have had her on my mind for the last few days, like the last 3 or 4 days I've had you on my mind, Maggie. And I think sometimes we, I can't call Canada and I'm not the best emailer. If we could just like get on a website or something and shop our friends and, you know, pay $5 to look at their outfits and see what they have on clearance or something, I probably would be more apt to do that than to like figure out what I'm going to type up in a letter. So I have to do better. And Maggie's really good about calling me, and I haven't heard from her. I haven't heard any voicemails from her. And it's like, hey, Maggie, I know you're the one that always reaches out to me, but you're always in my heart. And I just need you to know that I miss you and I love you. I hope you had an amazing Easter. I did. I love conference. It was wonderful. And there was so much to learn. So many wonderful changes. And if we don't know anything else, we know that Russell M. Nelson is a prophet of God. And I'm just like, wow. If I'm going to ever improve my life, him at the helm of the church at this time, my life is going to absolutely improve if I follow the prophet and listen. And that's been with all the prophets. They've all been amazing in my lifetime. I started out with President Howard W. Hunter, but I don't really remember him like being my prophet. I do remember President Hinckley and President Thomas S. Monson, and now we have Russell M. Nelson. So we're just going to keep praying and, you know, being grateful and putting them up in prayer. And we're just going to be excited about the new changes and the new leadership and things that we have in our lives that are going to help us get better. And that's another shout out to Maggie. She's always positive. Like, I've never heard her be negative. She's always been interested in what I'm doing. She's always asking me questions like, Veronica or V, would you do that again? Or, wow, that's interesting. Oh, really? Oh, my goodness. And I'm like, yeah, you didn't know that? Girl, let me tell you. Now, then you put the flour in the bowl and you put some sugar inside with some butter. And I'm sorry, but Maggie was going to be a doctor, an optometrist. So, yeah, she's quite intelligent, quite smart, more on the genius level. And she has this not genius level friend that she loves, and I'm her sister, and I just love her to death, literally. I would die for her or hurt someone for her. We're not going to say the K word. So I love you, Maggie. I know this is a long podcast, but it's a podcast that I'm recording for you to laugh and listen to, which, of course, you might be like, what is Veronica talking about? She's gone. But as I was reminiscing about our time over in Utah and everything, and Maggie, back in the day, she just was like tired, had like a iron deficiency, or maybe it's just she pushes herself so hard and she gets up on time and she's where she needs to be on time and she follows through with what she says she's going to do. And she just, everything I don't do, but I'm going to get better, I promise. Please pray for me, Maggie. But we were late. I'll never forget, we were late to the Mormon Tabernacle. We had keys and we had, tickets. And of course we were late, so they had this like standby and the people took our seats or whatever, and they were playing this beautiful song, and she goes, that's my favorite song. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't even hear it. And the people said, we're going to try and get you a seat. We're going to try. Oh, I'm sorry. You got to go with the overflow. And Maggie looked at me with those big eyes and said, Veronica, I'm like, I'm sorry. I felt horrible because she doesn't ask for much. She's very low maintenance, low key. But then later on, as we were talking, I don't know if it was a year or two later, you know, of course she forgave me already at that moment. She doesn't hold grudges, at least towards me. I'm sure she has some undercover hateration towards anybody that messes with those children. Hello. That's about it. Other than that, she don't care that much. Or her mom. I mean, her family. Let's just say that. And me. How you doing? But, she said, well, Veronica, you know, V, she calls me V. And if most people don't know that that's a huge term of endearment for me. And if I don't really know you or love you, you can't call me that. And I will tell you, you can't call me V. You know, they're like, V, it's like, oh, hold on, hold on. That just doesn't hit my ears right. Like, I mean, it's really weird. My ex-husband, oddly enough, he used to say V. I'm like, oh, hold back the train up. Oh, you can't call me V. True story. He said, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm like, yeah, I don't know why that is. Most people that I'm very close to, I have no problem with them calling me that. But if they don't, you know, he's my ex-husband. So the next husband, number we won't say because it's really no one's business. And I'm like, want to grow up and be like Maggie when I grow up because she don't tell all her business. Like, Maggie is the person, if you're going to rob a bank and hide a body or something like that, if it's justified, okay, like if they pinch one of her children or something like that, and we had to hit them over the head with something, if I had to step in on TV, she would not tell a soul. I would not go to the police. She would not go to the police on me. Not that I would ever do that, but I probably would. It just depends. We're not going to speak those things into existence, though. But a few years later, let me get back on track. And Maggie listens to me. I go all over the place. And she just like, okay, wait a minute. Let's get back to this, Veronica. So tell me. Oh, really? How interesting. And I'm not talking about nothing. And girl, they got these shoes and blah, blah, blah. She's like, wow, they don't sound very comfortable. It's like, it don't matter about comfort, girl. They are super fly. She's like, I like things to be nice and comfortable and cozy. So I'm getting better at that, but I'm still wanting to be fly first. And that leads me to my point. She said, V, I know we were late to everything that we went to, but girl, we were sure enough looking cute. Oh, and I said, thank you. I'm glad that was, because that was a priority for me, Maggie. She's like, well, not to say that it was worth it for us to just like be tardy to everything, because that stresses me out. However, to the contrary, it was really nice hanging out with you. So I'm like, oh, I love you. So Maggie, I want you to know that this podcast is in honor of you, and you can share it with whoever you'd like to. I'm sure that they would not be as interested in it as you and I are. But I want you to have a wonderful day and know that the God we serve is still a God of miracles. I have some reflections on some different videos that I saw, church videos about some things, but I won't talk about them on my podcast because it might create a big problem. But we'll talk about those one-on-one whenever you call me. But I will be sending you this podcast, and I am so excited that you're going to know that I think about you and I love you and I pray for you, and you're always in my heart. And so as I leave today, just know, I want you to know that you are a beautiful daughter of God, that you are gifted and talented and loving and kind, and you deserve all the good things that this life has to offer us. And you've been a blessing to me and my ups and downs, and just to know I have someone like you that's such a good example of being a mother and a friend and a Christian and a true friend. I mean, there is the scripture that I love. It says, there's a friend that will stand closer to you than a brother or a sister. And I know deep down in my heart that is definitely Maggie. She fits the bill. And I just want you to know that I think about you and I love you too. And I suppose all things are unto the glory of God. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.